What Marine Le Pen is trying to do here, I think, is distance herself a bit from the day-to-day party business and show herself more presidential. In France, the president is sort of like a lofty figure, somebody who is above the normal political business. And I think that is really what she's trying to convey. Of course, she will still be pulling the strings in the party, and of course, the party will still do what she wants. But she really tries to show herself as being a bit elevated from the concerns of everyday politics and try to be the mother of the French nation.
Given the anger of the populace against the kind of traditional elites and traditional politics, do you think that this will help in this runoff, that essentially it's one independent candidate against another now she's stepped down?
Now, what she's trying to do, of course, is paint Emmanuel Macron as being part of that elite. And to be fair, in a sense, of course, he is. He was an investment banker before. He's going to one of the most prestigious higher schools in France. And so, in a way, he is part of the elite. However, she is as well, because she, on the other hand, is a part of this political dynasty that has been on the way since the 60s in France. And her father founded the Front National. And so she inherited more or less that position from him, and then changed the party to be less neo-fascist and a bit less extremist than he had set it up. So they both are part of an elite, just of a different kind of.
So far in the French elections, the polls seem to have been pretty accurate, because they did predict that the two front runners would be Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron, and that is what's happened. They are now predicting that Emmanuel Macron will win by quite a big margin. Do you think that people are voting for Macron just because of their fears of what would happen if Le Pen became president? Or do you think that his policies and his program are far more attractive to the majority of the French electorate?
It's both, of course. I mean, he does have his own electorate. Then, of course, many of the socialists will now come to him. He will get some from the camp of the very left extremist Jean-Luc Mélenchon. And then he will get some of the more centrist Republicans, the Conservative Party. So it'll be a mélange, as the French say. It'll be a mix of different parties and different voters, segments of different voters.
You mentioned the far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon there. Do you think that his followers could be decisive? Because some, of course, will vote for Emmanuel Macron, but some may not at all, because he would be seen as far too centrist for them, surely.
That is another crucial point, because Jean-Luc Mélenchon was the only one who, on the night of the first round, did not advise his followers to now switch camp and vote for Macron. He may have a number of protest voters in his camp who then say, OK, if we don't get really left, radical left-wing government, we're going to vote Le Pen just to sort of smash the state. And then at one point, you know, the old chaos theory, at one point we can take over and there will be revolution in France. And there are dreamers like that in France, indeed. And then also, of course, the main problem is abstentions. From the Mélenchon camp, there will be a number of people simply don't go to vote because they say, I don't want either of those candidates, so I just deny my vote to them. And the fewer people go to vote, the better the chances are for Marine Le Pen.
Talking of chaos, do you think that, as President François Hollande declared on Monday, that the idea of France is at stake in this second round?
Totally. I mean, the future of France is at stake in the second round. The future of Europe is at stake in the second round. Everything. Because Marine Le Pen openly says she wants to leave the European Union. She wants to leave the euro. What that means is just even economists can't really figure it out at the moment. Because more or less the country would crash completely. The financial markets would crash. France has enormous public debt. How are they going to service this public debt? Which new currency? I mean, all this is not thought out. I mean, all this is just a lot of big rhetoric, you know, making big promises. But there is nothing really to show there. There are no calculations. There's nothing to show how this could possibly work. So indeed, France would fall into total chaos if she came to power.
France, of course, has relatively strong ties with several African countries. How is the election being viewed there, and what could this mean for those ties between France and Africa?
For Le Pen, we have absolutely no idea, because if she is sort of really, the way she talks about migrants, particularly from Africa, I cannot really imagine, and the insulting way that she talks about people, I cannot really imagine how she could then later on mend political ties with these countries, or whether even she wanted to do it, generally one could assume it would not look very good. Macron, on the other hand, would continue French policy the way it was, and he might bring something like a more critical spirit to the whole affair, because we remember that a few months ago he talked about the French involvement in Algeria in the 50s and 60s, and he talked about war crimes in that context, something that really was heavily and sharply criticized in France, but that shows that he is a bit more independent thinking in that way.